Soder, Beis HaShulchan, Zoo. Let's say I say clearly I want to rent this field that like needs an irrigation, has the well there. Or else I want to rent from you this field that has the tree on it. If you speak this out clearly, then the locher is Yovesh Hamayin. Let's say the well dries up. Or else Phoenixas Ilun. Let's say the tree gets cut down. Then the din is Menakaloi Min Chakuroi. Then the renter has a right to deduct the rent to pay less rent. Since now it's missing, it's not the same type of a field that he rented. So Mar says, "Hey Chidam, what's the case talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me Diyovish Nehora Rabban that the big river in the city dried up, if so, Amai Eina Manakala, even in the ratio, how come the renter cannot deduct from his rent Min Chakure from the rent? Namely, let the renter say back to the owner, Makas Medinahi. This is a Maka. This was a bad thing for the whole city. Like everybody was affected. And this we'll say later on, this is a Gemara later on in the Perek, that if there's a Makas Medinahi, if there's something hit for the whole city, then the renter could say to the owner, it's like your fault, it's your mazel, and I'm not going to pay you so much rent. See, if the big river dried up, so then he should take a pay less rent. Therefore, the Gemara answers, Amara Papa, Papa says, the Yavish Nahora Zuta. We're talking about just a small river that irrigates this field dried up. Therefore, the Yomalei, the Balabos, still says the worker, says to the renter, Yishno, Iboy Lecho Lasuye Bidavla. You should have brought water with a pitcher like from other places. So therefore, since we did not speak out clearly a field with the irrigation on it, therefore the worker has to take care of it himself. So even though it dries up, he cannot deduct from the rent. Omar Rav Popper, Popper said, you should know, Hani Tati Masnisa Kamaisa, these first two Mishnahs that we just learned, Mishkachas Lo, it applies, Bein Bechakrunusa, Bein Bechablanusa. Whether you accepted this field, Bechakrunusa means a Chikirus, means renting it, that I'll pay you a certain amount, no matter how much I make out of it, or Bechablanusa, also if you accept it, on percentage-wise, that I'll pay you back 10%, I'll pay you back a third or a quarter of what I make. These are the two ways you can accept the field. So the first two Mishnahs applies to both cases. But Mikan V'elech, from the next Mishnahs onwards, the east of a Kablonist. If the Mishnah is talking about a Kablonist, that you're accepting it for percentage-wise, then you should know Leiseh B'chakrunusa does not apply the same halachas when you start rent it for a set amount. And Udiyisa Bechakunusa, the Mishnah is talking about a set amount. By renting it, Yishno Leisa Bechablanusa does not apply in a case where you take it for percentage wise. Then the Mishnah says, Imam Aloy Chokoli Soda Beis HaShachin Zeh. But if you speak out like I want to rent this field that has the irrigation on it, then if it dries up, you have a right to deduct to pay less rent. So Maria still, V'yamai, why? Lamele, let the owner say back to this renter, Shmo bi alma amri lecho. That I said it's a field with an irrigation, I did not mean it tonight that it has to have the well on it, just that's the name of this field. But I meant to rent you this field no matter what it's there, like we'll soon see. Milo etanya, didn't we learn a Gemara in Baba Basra? That hoy melech aveira, if somebody says to his friend, Beis kur ofor ani meich lechom, I have a beis kur, a field that has a beis kur, I want to sell it to you. The locher is afal pi shein bo elalesach. Even the later when we measure, there's only half of that amount. There's only a lesach there. Hegiyoi, still the mechir is good. It's a good sale. Why? Shalei mochalo yelashmo. He only meant to sell you like the field that has a name of a base kur. And vudi miskuri base kur, as long as it was called the base kur. Because even though there's only a lesach worth of ground there, but since the name of it is a base kur, that's all he meant to sell you. So you see, it's not a mekach toys. Here also, let's say, since that's the name of this field, even though this is a field, the Beis HaShalchan, that needs the irrigation, but even though I don't have it on it, still that's all I meant to rent to you. And the same thing, the locher is, Karmo ani merchlecho. If somebody says, I'll sell you my kerem, which chur means a vineyard. Even though there are no vines growing there, no grapes growing there, still the gear, the sale is good. Why? He only meant to sell to you the name of the kerem. And v'hu dimiskri karm, as long as this field is called a kerem, it's called a good sale. What about a paradise? Ani meichlecho, I want to sell you an orchard. Afal pi shein boi remind me, even though there's no pomegranates there, hegiya, still the sale takes place. Shleimochalo yelashmo, I only meant to sell you like this field that has the name of a paradise. And v'hu dimiskri paradise, as long as it's called a paradise, it's a good sale. So Alma, what do we see? Omale, the owner has a right to say, Shmo di Alma Amri Lucho. All I meant to sell to you was this name of this type of a field. If so, Hochinam here also, namely, let him say back, Shmo di Alma Amri Lucho. I only meant to say such a name. I meant to say such a name of a field that needs an irrigation. But not that it has it, not that it has it. Or this name of this field is a sod Elon, even though there are no trees on it. So Gemara insists, Omar Shmuel l'kasha. There's no steer, there's no kasha here. Ha di omalei machkir l'chaker. The case is before talking about where the owner says it to the renter. Since the owner spoke this out, the owner could say, I only meant the name of this field. But our case is, ha di omalei chaker l'machkir. If the renter speaks this out to the owner. So therefore, omalei machkir l'chaker. If the owner says it to the renter, Shmo bi alma omalei. He only meant to say the name of the field, that's all. But omalei chayker lemachir, if the chayker, the one that's renting, speaks this out to the owner, then we say kfeida. Then we say the rent attacker means business, and he means exactly this type of a field. Therefore, if it dries up or the tree comes down, he has a right to pay less. Ravina Ravina says, I'll tell you, Idi vi Idi, both cases, Tiyomalei, Machkir Luchaker. Both cases we're talking about that the Machkir, that the owner, says it over to the renter. So the question is then, how come before we say it's Shmo B'Yalm, and here we say it's Machbid? So I'll tell you like this, Al Mishnah, Midiko Mazeh, since he said like this field, Mechlal Dekoi Begav Waskinon, we're talking about that the people right now, the renter and the owner, is in this field. He's saying, I'm renting you this field. If so, how come he had to speak out to say, I'm renting you this field, the Beis HaShalchin? Why did he have to speak it out, the owner? If we're talking about this field, so this is the field. If he only meant Shmo B'Yalma, he shouldn't have mentioned any names on it. We're talking about it. You're in this field now. You should have just said, I'm renting you this field. So, to come le Beis HaShalchin, kidekai mahashta. What the owner meant to say when I say the Beis HaShalchin, I meant to say the way it is. That's the way I'm renting it. That means, Kol Zaman, there's the irrigation here, that's the way I'm renting it to you. But when the irrigation, when the well dries up, or the tree is cut down, that's not the way I rented it, therefore I have a right to deduct from the rent. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sodeh Mechaveroi, if you accept to work on a field of your friend, and the case is now where you made a kablonis, that you accept it to pay him back like a percentage wise, 1/3 of the produce or 1/4. For you have Eroy and you left it blank means you didn't work at all. So what's the locha now? How do you pay him back? You didn't produce anything. So how do you pay for the rent? So locha is shomin oisa. We have to value this field. Kamurialasis. How much this field could have produced? And therefore, v'noisenloi, and that's how much you have to pay the owner, like 1/3 of what it could have produced. Shekach koisavloi, because that's what you wrote to him. In the first Kabbalah, you wrote down, im oivir, if I leave it alone, if I do not work, if I don't cultivate the field, v'loi evir, I do not do any work, ashalem b'mei tova, I'll pay you back with the best. So since that's what you told him, so in a case where you do not work on the field, you still have to pay him back 1/3 or 1/4 of the produce that it could have produced. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Hoyedervish Loshen Hedjit. Rabbi Meir used to darsh and Loshen Hedjit means we go after the way people say, the way people write down on the star, like our Mishnah. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Meir says, if the renter says, Im Oiver, if I leave this field waste, for loy evid, I do not do any work on it. Ashalom b'meit fosa, I'll have to pay it back the way it should have produced, but the best way. So that's like the law of our Mishnah, that the renter, when he accepted to pay back 1/4, he has to pay back 1/4, even though there's no produce at all. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyedarish Loshen Hedjit, Rabbi Yehuda also used to darshan what people say. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, Odom may be korban oshir al ishtoi, that a man, when he has to bring korban for his wife, if it's a korban of an oil of a yerid, depending on how rich she is, so the lochar is, since the husband is bringing it, the husband has to bring a korban oshir. In other words, let's say his wife gave birth, or let's say his wife was a tzaras, so lochar is, she has to bring a korban. So the husband brings the korban, so even though the wife is poor, still the husband has the right to say, since she's poor, I'll bring a korban. Only no, since the husband is the one bringing the korban, and he's an osher, he has to bring a korban osher. V'chein kol korban v'korban she chayevis. Any korban that she's chayev, the husband has to bring. Shokach koisav lo. That's the way the husband writes in the ksuba, like that. Achrayis dislocho lai min kedomas dino. Any achrayis, anything you have to pay for, I'll take it over. All right, Rashi brings down from Teres Kanam over here a little bit different. The pshat is that he only has to pay for the kabonis, the kolzman, the married. But once he gives her a get, which comes in amono, then there's no chiv upon the husband to pay for the kabonis. Then the Gemara says, Hillel hazokein hoyedorish loshin hedjit. He also used to darshin loshin hedjit. Tatani would learn like this. Anshe Alexandria, the people from Alexandria, hoye mekachinesh nisus sehim, used to marry their wives. When it came the next day, when they made the chuppah, another man would come and take away the wife from the first husband, and the second ones would live with her. So they're living with an eshesish. So therefore, the chuppah wanted to say that the kids from the second husband is like mamzerim, because she's married to the first man. Omel and Hillel said, "Omel Hillel Azokin, bring me the."